Say, this is Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa.
Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa.
Hi, this is Denise LaRosa, and you're listening to Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa, a podcast show created by a mom for moms. I do not take for granted that you have a lot on your plate, yet you are taking the time to listen to my show. I am truly grateful. Today's podcast is brought to you by the Pittsburgh Association for the Education of Young Children, a founding partner in the Pre-K for PA campaign. Pre-K for PA launched in January 2014 as a nonpartisan issue campaign with the goal to ensure that every 3- and 4-year-old in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania will have access to high-quality pre-kindergarten by 2018. Today, nearly 11,000 individuals, 550 organizations, and over 100 leadership council members have joined the campaign to ensure that investing in our children is the right choice and an urgent necessity. Join Pre-K for PA on its mission by visiting www.prek4pa.org today. Be sure to stay connected by visiting www.denisenlarosa.com, following me on Twitter at @DeniseNLaRosa, and liking my Facebook page, Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa. It is my hope that Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa will motivate, inspire, and inform you along your journey in motherhood. So let's dive in. Girls Are Powerful is an organization created to encourage and inspire girls and young women to love their whole self with confidence. The vision of Girls Are Powerful is to help support and create a generation of girls and young women who are confident, maintain positive relationships, make positive decisions, and exhibit responsible behaviors by embracing their power. Girls Are Powerful is on a mission to build and enhance the self-esteem of girls and young women by inspiring them to recognize and embrace their natural qualities of beauty, uniqueness, intellect, and determination. I had the opportunity to have a mom talk with Girls Are Powerful's founder and CEO, Shantan Howe, about the joys and challenges that come with raising girls in today's society and what she's doing as a mother and business owner to help empower our girls. Please take a listen to our conversation.
I have two girls, and you know that Girls Are Powerful is a powerful statement. So I just have to start the whole entire interview with that first concept. Girls Are Powerful. How did you come about this whole vision and mission of Girls Are Powerful, and how do you reach out to girls and empower them?
One day, sitting in my office, talking to my daughter about something that she was experiencing in school, and, you know, I just stopped, and I looked at her, and I said to her, I said, you know, we don't have time for this. I said, you are beautiful, you are smart, you are confident. And I said, do you know what that makes you? And she looked at me like, what? And I said, that makes you powerful. I said, so I need you to own your power. I said, stop taking in what people are saying to you. I said, because you're not any of those things. Now, mind you, I am 6'1", so she has inherited the tall gene. So she is the tallest in her classroom, and a lot of the boys pick on her because she's tall and, you know, and she's bigger than most of them. And I just told her, I said, we don't have time. I said, own your power, own your height, own it. I said, because it's you, and it's not going to change. I said, you're always going to be on the back row when it's time to take pictures unless you request to sit on the floor. I said, but own it and love it. And so as a part of that conversation, you know, I was thinking about what was going on with me, and I was collecting the Nike Just Do It t-shirts. I was collecting ones like Check My Swag and, you know, Call My Agent, just these fun t-shirts that just basically sparked up conversation. And I remember going to the airport, and I had on the t-shirt Call My Agent, and the woman said to me, she was like, who is your agent, you know, joking with me. And I was just like, oh no, it's just a t-shirt. And she just started laughing, and she said, you know what, I am going to call your agent because you look just like Queen Latifah. And we just started laughing, and I just said, oh, I said, well, I didn't think about that, but I just remembered how that made me feel. So that moment that I was working with my daughter, I had said to her, I said, how about we put it on a t-shirt? And she said, well, what are we going to do with it? I said, I don't know yet. I said, let's just put it on a t-shirt. So that Saturday, I worked and I put Girls Are Powerful, Owning My Power and Using It Wisely as a design. I just created it. And Monday morning, I found a place to get it printed. So I sat anxiously, got the shirts in. We picked the color, everything. And at the time, I had just got married and I loved my wedding colors, which was green and orange. And so that's the color scheme that I put on the t-shirt. So when the t-shirts came back in, I said, oh, Jay, look. And she's like, again, what are you going to do with it? I'm like, I don't know, what I think is just so cool. I said, how does that make you feel to see that, to remind you to own your power and use it wisely because you are powerful? So I reached out to a couple of girlfriends and I said, look what I created. And mind you, that Saturday, me and Jalen, we had created a whole host of other words like trailblazer, creative, all of these positive words that we felt embodied our girls. And so when reaching out to my girlfriends, I kind of created this display and I just said, look what I came up with. I'm thinking about putting these on a t-shirt and getting them out in the community for our girls to remind them about their qualities. So as a part of that conversation, they said, well, you've always talked about having a girls group. You've always, you know, been the one that had this social component about you that you wanted to help. So how about you look into, you know, doing that? And I said, okay, awesome. So the first component of Girls Are Powerful is my product line. Girls Are Powerful is a company that I started because I wanted to encourage all girls to embrace and celebrate their natural qualities of being powerful, beautiful, smart, confident, unique, and determined, which is everything that they possess. They just have to figure out how to tap into them. So I started a product line, which started with my Inspire Me Tea t-shirt line. And each one of my t-shirts, again, has that power word on it, and then a tagline, which is also doubles as an affirmation to just remind them about owning their power, realizing their beauty, believing in themselves for confidence. And my hope is that when the girls are wearing a t-shirt, they're wearing them proudly, but also another person will read the t-shirt and have some level of self-reflection to question themselves about their power, their beauty, and want to know more, and also spark conversations. And I have heard about from people who have bought my t-shirts and told me that, yes, it sparks conversations with other girls, or people are just constantly just staring at them trying to read the shirt. And so with my product line, I also have journals, because I think journaling is very important for our girls to get those thoughts out of their head and onto paper, so then they can really reflect on what's going on in their lives. Because sometimes we get into that cycle of thinking. And I think I'm a firm believer about writing down those thoughts. So now you can see them. You put them in a different perspective. And now you can try to figure out what to do with those thoughts that are happening or the things that are happening in your life. You have a whole host of other items, wristbands, posters, backpacks. I mean, I'm trying to design things that you look one way, you're reminded girls are powerful. You look another way, another reminder. So that's the product line. I have dabbled a little bit into workshops. Last year, I spent a good portion of my time developing a workshop and reaching out to some of the girls and doing workshops around the Twin Cities and just basically introducing them to Girls Are Powerful and the Power Principles and just starting that discussion about what does it mean to be powerful, what does it mean to be beautiful, and trying to get back to the heart of the true definition of the words, because I think it's gotten lost in translation right now. So I do the workshops. And then I have my power team working with me on creating a curriculum to also extend the Girls Are Powerful movement. So hopefully we can get that rolled out at the end of this year.
That's amazing. I love it. I love it, Shantien, and I love it on both sides. As a woman, as a mother, it's just amazing because we need those reminders. And I just love how it started with fashion. Because fashion should not be understated. It has a huge significance. And I think about whenever I was teaching, and I taught at a lot of schools where they would have to wear school uniform because fashion is such a big deal. But to utilize that platform to empower girls is just amazing. I love that. And I love the story behind it, how you were inspired by one of those moments that sound like so many mothers of girls could relate to, the self-esteem, self-confidence. When I heard you, I was thinking about times when I was a teen or a tween and having some self-esteem issues and having those conversations with my mom. So I just love the whole concept. I love the story behind it. It's amazing.
Oh, thank you.
You got it. So I guess I'm going to back up a little bit to the beginning about your journey in motherhood. What have you learned about yourself by becoming a mother? I mean, it seems like your journey in motherhood led you to be the founder and CEO of Girls Are Powerful. So tell us a little more about your journey in motherhood.
So for me, life in general is a huge roller coaster. I mean, it's going to take you up, it's going to take you down, it's going to flip you. I mean, it's a true roller coaster ride. And one thing I learned about myself as being a mother is the fact that as a single parent, it was very hard, you know, in the beginning. The one thing that I did not want to do when I had children was to become a single parent, but it became my reality. And with that reality came, you know, a lot of emotional baggage of being distraught, terrified, angry, all of those different things that I had to figure out how to let go. And it was hard. I'm not going to even lie. It was very hard to let go of all of those angry feelings and to refocus on the one thing that was important, and that was my daughter, but also myself, because in the process of raising her, I lost myself. I spent a good portion of my time taking care of her and forgetting all about me. And in some light, that's okay, but you can't forget about yourself, you know, as you're teaching her and she's growing, you know? And that was the one thing that I had to figure out is how do I let go of all of this anger and all of this frustration? And I hear women today talking about this disappointment of, you know, raising their child on their own. And I am a huge advocate about you have to figure out how to let it go. Because once I let that go, it was miraculous of me seeing how that those feelings, how it, just that baggage, it was just like horrifying and how much it weighed me down. So the one thing that I would say is I had to learn how to let go. I had to learn how to refocus and refocus on myself as well as my daughter as being a parent. I mean, I talked to my daughter today and say, you know, and I told her, I said, you know, as you're getting older, my mom-o-meter is reducing. Now, it's not going to go past 50% if we look at 100%, but my mom-o-meter of the true definition of what a mom is, it's slowly declining. And yours is slowly increasing because your confidence and all of these things are growing, and your responsibilities and all of those different things are growing, and mine are reducing. So it's important that we are in alignment on where we are together, you know? I just think that we lose ourselves as mothers, and I just, one thing that I want mothers to know is we can't lose ourselves because our daughters are watching us. We don't want the same thing that happened to us to happen to them.
I have more with Shantan, but first, let's take a moment to thank our sponsor. The Pittsburgh Association for the Education of Young Children, also known as PACEY, works to support high-quality care and education for young children from birth until age 9 across 10 counties in southwestern Pennsylvania. PACEY provides professional development, community resources, and advocacy for the needs and rights of our children, their families, and the individuals who work with them. PACEY works to educate parents, individuals working in the field, and other stakeholders about the best practices in early childhood education and to help improve the quality of services provided to the children of our region. PACEY also works to communicate the value of early childhood education so that as a community, we can make wise investments in the future of our children. In addition, PACEY elevates the status of professionals working in the field of early childhood education so that we can continue to attract and retain individuals who are highly skilled and committed to children and their optimal development. PACEY is a founding partner in the Pre-K for PA campaign. As a parent and former elementary school teacher, I truly value the work that PACEY is doing. To learn more, please visit www.paeyc.org today.
I love the mom-o-meter concept because it's so true. I think about my journey and my relationship with my mom, who is also a single mother, and how, you know, in the beginning, of course, being young and not being able to be as independent and doing things from the physical to the emotional or what have you, how she just guided me along throughout life. And now our relationship in turn has also evolved from, you know, the neediness to now I still, you know, need my mom, don't get me wrong, but it's a different kind of need and support that we provide each other. We actually had a moment this morning where we were on the phone crying, talking about how blessed we are to have each other and how much we appreciate each other. So that's so true because, like you said, we want our girls to grow up to be strong girls, to be self-confident, and we want them to grow as women. And if we aren't growing and evolving as women, as well as mothers, then we're kind of losing the opportunity to really model that self-love. What do you think is the biggest challenge for girls growing up in this day and age? Because Lord knows, I have a 2-year-old and an 8-month as we speak, an 8-month-old. And I am just like, dear Lord, I mean, like not too long ago, there was the Kim Kardashian, you know, nude photos on the cover of some magazine. And all I'm thinking is, thank God that the girls aren't old enough to understand what's going on. But that day's coming. So what do you think is the biggest challenge for our girls?
And that was my fear behind everything, looking at my daughter and seeing all of this stuff out here. You know, I think our children are exposed to too much today, which I believe ties into peer pressure and curiosity. You know, we have all of these negative portrayals of women and girls in the media, coupled with the internal struggles, which often leave our girls lacking in an area of self-esteem. So I just think that they're exposed to too much. And as much as we want to protect them from this exposure, it's not possible. It's going to creep in at school, at home, you know what I mean? Just, she might just turn the TV and there it is on TV and she's just sitting up there like, oh my God, what is it? And you're not going to be able to be there. And how scary is that? So I just think that we're just exposed to too much. Now, how do we combat that? I'm trying to figure it out, sweetie.
I hear you. Well, I think what you're doing is an excellent example. I mean, just setting the example and modeling. And you can only hope and pray that the example you're setting for your girls is going to outweigh all of the other stuff that's thrown at them. But my goodness, that's a scary thought.
It is. I mean, it really is. And all you can do is just keep the lines of communications open. I know I have a Google child. She likes to Google everything. And I have to put measures in place that the accidental things don't pop up when she accidentally spells something incorrectly. So it's also being a little bit more proactive, especially with social media. I don't believe a child should be on Facebook right now. I see things on Facebook that makes me cringe. And to have to conversate with a 10, 11-year-old on what exactly she just saw, that is scary to me because I'm still trying to process what I just saw. And I remember someone said to me, you can't unsee what you just saw, if that makes sense. And it's almost like you want to turn off the TV, but I think opening those lines of communication, if you encounter a word that you have no clue what it means, how about you ask me? Let's research it together so I can give you the true definition of the word. Don't just go Google it.
Right.
Because it might just lead you down a path of more confusion. So ask me. Let's open those lines of communication. But at the same time, you know, that's what I'm trying to do with Girls Are Powerful is open those lines of communication. What's on your mind? What are they saying at school? What I mean, because they're bringing in stuff, the music, oh my God, I can't even, I just heard a story just this past week and I'm just like, what do you guys know about this? Why? And so I have to ask the question. And when I meet with my girls, you know, I try to, you know, touch on it because they run in a same circle, but I'm trying to shape it. I mean, because it's there and it's in their face and curiosity is there. So it's like, so let's shape it. Let's talk about it. Let's figure it out together. And that's the whole basis. Let's try to figure it out together. Because I don't want you to go down the wrong path. And you're trying to, that curiosity, but let's just try to figure it out together.
Yes, that's so true. That communication, I believe, is key. Because I even remember a time in my teen angst, I went through this phase my senior year of high school where I stopped communicating with my mom. And I just was trying to go out on my own and explore and discover, and that just didn't lead me to a very good path at all, you know. But it's like as soon as I started communicating with her again and broke down those walls and those barriers, it just not only helped our relationship, but it helped me grow and evolve as a young lady. And sometimes we're scared. I think sometimes girls are scared because they see their mom as like either not cool or this authoritative figure that it's like, well, if she even knew I was thinking or wondering about this, what would she say? So, you know, I think, what do you, and this is kind of something we weren't really planning on getting into, but how do you advise moms on keeping the lines of communication open? What can they do? How can they present themselves in a way that, you know, their girls would feel, hopefully feel comfortable to come to them?
one of the things that I had, you know, when I was thinking about talking to you, I was just like, how do I do it with my daughter? I'm trying to right now balance this mom and friend relationship. I try to ask her questions that go beyond the surface. Like, what made you laugh today? Not just how you're doing. What made you laugh today? You know, because if you can't tell me what made you laugh today, or if you laugh today, then that's a sign. So it's trying to ask those questions, you know, that they're not expecting from you, and try to tap into that friend line. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, do away with that mom and, like you said, that authoritative, but figure out how to balance that. And yeah. I think once you figure out what that balance is, hopefully that helps tap into that world of them wanting to come to you and talk to you about different things. If you see something on TV, turn and say, well, what do you think about that? Do you think that was inappropriate, or was that cool? You know what I mean? I think just talking to them. Because they're going to get to an age, and I see it already, as much as I do with Girls Are Powerful, and as much as I'm, you know, talking about my mission, I'm still seeing that evolution with my daughter. So I'm still trying to stay on top of her and remind her that what I am doing is just not for other girls. This is also for you. And the closer you are to me, I need you to understand the core of what I'm doing, because I will stop doing Girls Are Powerful in a heartbeat if you don't feel as if you're in power, because then we need to focus. We need to figure out this, because this is just not for other girls. It's for you as well, because I need you to be powerful. You know what I mean? And I see her just kind of, she'll come back, you know, back, and, you know, she's on board because she helps me, you know, with the workshop. She helps me, you know, create the curriculum, and I try to keep her engaged, but I still see that curiosity, and I still see those things. So I try to reel her back in, you know, by just talking to her and reminding her that Girls Are Powerful is just not for other girls. This is also about you.
You hit the nail on the head when you said to really delve deeper. Don't just ask those surface questions. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times when we are adults, we talk at children or at teenagers as opposed to talking with them and engaging in a conversation. And so that seems like so valuable, because you're showing that you value their opinion. You value their thoughts. And it's not all about shoving your beliefs and, you know, your opinions down their throats. You're really valuing what their perspective is. And I think that's very special, and that's very important.
Right. We don't want to do away, because they still need that guidance. They still need that strict, that discipline. They still need that, but they also need that one person who's always going to be in their corner. No matter what they do, no matter what they get into, you always want to be that person in that corner. Because that moment you remove yourself out that corner, they're going to be seeking it from someone else. And that was one of the things that I talked about when I was, you know, working on Girls Are Powerful, is I want you to understand that foundation of that word. I want you to understand, just speaking about beauty, which is huge. If someone comes along and tell you that you're beautiful, you're going to just like, oh, my God, he said I was beautiful. But here's the thing. If you already know that, that feeling, you should already have that feeling, because you are. I don't want you to be seeking that from someone else to validate you. And so let's try to figure out, how do you not seek that from others? Now, granted, we all do that. As human beings, that is something that we do. But let's monitor that. Let's not let it give us that 100% high. Maybe a 10% boost. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And just trying to figure out how to balance that. Yes, I am beautiful. Not cocky beautiful, but yes, I am beautiful. Thank you. And that is something that I'm really striving to teach, is don't seek that outside of yourself. Already have it. And if you don't have it, it's the saying, fake it until you make it. And that's why I really wanted to start with girls before they got into middle school, because all of the statistics states that, you know, once they get into 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, that's when just life becomes just this madhouse. And so when my daughter was in 4th grade, I'm like, okay, that's 2 years that I can try to lay this foundation out, and I can really start putting these things in her head about being powerful, being confident, being smart. And so when we get into 6th grade, now we're going to be implementing. So this is just foundational work. And when we get into 6th grade, we're executing now, if that makes sense.
It makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense. And when I even think about my own childhood or growing up, that was such a pivotal moment in my life, like where girls need this. They need Girls Are Powerful. They need that movement, especially at that age, because if you can lay that foundation, then as they get older and get into more situations that could really present themselves as a, you know, they can either go down one path or the other, and one is pretty dark and one is a bright future. This is the time. This is the time when you really can lay that foundation where they can, we can help instill confidence in them, and that will help them make better choices.
Exactly. And it's not to say that we don't want them to make mistakes, because we also learn from our mistakes, but we don't want them to make those detrimental mistakes that's going to have a lasting impact on their lives.
Right. I love that too. That's so true.
I am so excited to announce the launch of my 30 Days of Momspiration program in June. To find out more about this inspirational program for mothers and to sign up, be sure to visit www.deniseinlarosa.com and sign up for my newsletter so you can be the first to find out how you can find joy, peace, and inspiration for your journey in motherhood. Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to stay in touch with me by visiting www.deniseinlarosa.com, where you can sign up for my newsletter, get some valuable mommy resources, and giveaways. You can also follow me on Twitter at Denise and LaRosa, on Facebook, Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa, and or email me at Denise@deniseandlarosa.com. You have been listening to Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa. I will leave you with this quote by Diane Marychild. A woman is the full circle. Within her is the power to create, nurture, and transform. Thank you for listening.